Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Catechism 2021. It is the 48th Lord's Day, and we're still in the Lord's Prayer. I'm going to pray for us, and we'll get right into it. Adjust this window so you can see that. There we go. Father, we thank you. Thank you for each day that you give us. I thank you for our lives. And thank you for the salvation, the forgiveness of sins you've given us in Christ. I pray that you would watch over us, help us in our hearts to trust you, to cry out to you in prayer, to wait on you, to expect you to do your will in our lives. It's in Christ we pray. Amen. All right, Lord's Day 48. One question and answer today, and then Psalm 23 is the memory verse. Question 142. What does the first request mean? So remember, the Lord's Prayer started, "Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name," is this first request, the next phrase. What does the first request mean? "Hallowed be your name" means, help us to really know you, to bless, worship, and praise you for all your works and for all that shines forth from them. So what shines forth from them, from his works? Well, here you go. He lists them after a colon. Your almighty power, that's number one. Your wisdom, number two. Kindness, number three. Justice, number four. Mercy, number five. And truth, number six. Power, wisdom, kindness, justice, mercy, and truth shining forth through God's works. Help us to really know you, bless you, worship, praise you for all your works, for all that shines forth from them. Your power, wisdom, kindness, justice, mercy, and truth. Hallowed be your name means help us to really do that, to really know you, bless you, worship you, to set you apart as the holy God that you are, who has shown forth all of your goodness and power and majesty through what you've done. What does the first request mean? That's the first paragraph, and there's a second paragraph, all right? And it means help us to direct all our living, what we think, say, and do. So this is not just lip service. This cannot be outward religion only. It is from the heart, in the mind, the way we think, the way we speak, and what we do in all our living. Help us to direct all our living, what we think, say, and do, so that your name will never be blasphemed because of us, but always honored and praised. We should live lives, and we should speak, and we should think, and we should desire in such a way that honors God. Very simple principle there. And we can talk about the details, and those are important, but we should live in a way that honors God in all of our lives. Christianity is not an event, going to an event each week that we set aside on Sunday. The congregational worship and gathering of God's people on the Lord's Day is critically important, but that is not the end-all, be-all of living for God. That is the beginning. That's the hub of the body life of the church. That's the launch point of discipleship. That's definitely not the extent of discipleship. Hallowed be your name. God, your name be hallowed. Your name be revered. Your name be honored. Let us live in such a way that shows that you are holy and that we appreciate your holiness in our own hearts and minds. Hallowed be your name. Our prayers should always be flavored with that desire, even when that's not the explicit prayer that we're voicing. Psalm 23, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me." Father, we thank you. We confess that you are holy. We ask in desperation that you would conform our hearts, conform our minds, conform all of our lives to live for you and to honor you in light of your holiness. Show us our sin, but show us your mercy and forgiveness in Christ. Show us the gospel. You are our shepherd. You care for us. You walk with us. Help us to lean on you and look to you in all things. It's in Christ we pray. Amen. All right, I'll see you either tomorrow or Tuesday for Confession of Faith. It'll be week 48. And Lord willing, I'll see you next week for the 49th Lord's Day. God bless you. See you soon.